Nolte, New York Times hashtag MeToo heroine Jodi Kantor defends Graham Plattner, not classic abuse allegations. By John Nolte on June 12, 2026. Jodi Kantor, the far-left harpy at the New York Times who won a meaningless Pulitzer Prize for her coverage of men behaving badly at the height of the hashtag MeToo movement, is now running around dismissing credible physical abuse allegations against U.S. Senate candidate Graham Nazi Tattoo Plattner, DME. The video is embedded below, but you should first read this to yourself using the most condescending, know-it-all, smarter-than-thou, liberal white woman voice you can imagine because, trust me, her actual voice is worse. Well, let's talk about what they may or may not be willing to overlook. The accusations against Graham Plattner are not classic Me Too accusations. They're not about a boss and a young female employee being subjected to sexual advances. There, they were mostly made in the context of consensual relationships. There are these, like, very sensational texts about sex. There are allegations from former girlfriends that are not, the way my colleagues reported them, were not like classic abuse allegations. They were mostly like being his boyfriend gave me a view into him and I did not like what I saw. His character was scary. He had this Nazi tattoo, etc. Emphasis added. Anyone unfamiliar with the allegations against Plattner might find that reasonable. I think we can all agree that you cannot disqualify someone for public office over accusations of being a shitty boyfriend. But the allegations go way beyond that. One former girlfriend says Plattner manhandled her during an argument. She says he twisted her arm behind her back, shoved her into a bedroom, and held the door closed from the other side so she couldn't get out, telling her to remain there until she was calm. If true, that's an inexcusable act of physical abuse. My wife and I have been together 40 years, and we've had our share of arguments, and heaven knows I have a temper, but the idea of laying a hand on her in anger, much less twisting her arm and locking her in the room? What in the world? But here's how Pulitzer-winning, major movie made about her Me Too heroism. Jihad against Brett Kavanaugh. Jodi Kantor dismissed the physical abuse allegations because, well, as we all know, Democrats sure got it good. There was one allegation of crossing a line physically, but I think that means that these are pretty different accusations than, say, interrupting here before she lies about President Trump. So, the so-called reporter whose whole brand is centered on Me Too is basically saying that if you're a Democrat, you get a one free physical abuse pass. Now the lie about Trump. Different accusations than, say, the ones that President Trump faced. And, of course, in the Access Hollywood tape, President Trump bragged about grabbing women against their will. The whataboutism is bad enough, but that's just a flat-out lie. That is not what Trump said. As crude as it was, Trump used the word let, as in, this is a transcript, and when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Crude, yes. Assault, no. Against their will, no. Jodi Kantor a godless liar, yes. To summarize, the left's almighty Me Too heroine went on far-left Knoll to give Democrats permission to vote for a guy who proudly wore a Nazi tattoo for 17 years, who is credibly accused of physically abusing a girlfriend, who spent years sexting, and who knows what else, on a notorious, underage predator site, while married, who ridicules veterans, and who authored any number of racist, sexist, and homophobic posts online. A guy who says he's fully redeemed, even though he only removed the Nazi tattoo this year. As promised, here's that ultimate liberal white woman voice. Plattner was such an easy one, I mean, an easy way for Democrats and the corporate media to say, we are not hypocrites. See, we even hold ourselves to certain standards. Nazi tattoo. Abuse allegations. Predator site. Phony resume. But they just couldn't do it because they are so craven for power that any chance, even the slim one around Democrats retaking the U.S. Senate, cannot be sacrificed. What a gift Plattner has turned out to be. He's a walking, talking truth serum injected into the left that has Democrats shouting, we don't really care if someone's a Nazi. And now Jodi Kantor is out admitting, I don't really care if men abuse women. Democrats went from believe all women to even if it's true, whatever.